Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the Paris Casino in Las Vegas, November 18th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Deb in Omaha.
Hey, how are things in Omaha?
Things are great.
You sound very cheerful. Is everybody in Omaha this cheerful this time of year?
Sure. It's autumn in Nebraska. Why not?
Autumn in Nebraska.
Sure. Tell me about autumn.
It's better than Alaska.
What's great about autumn in Nebraska?
One word. Yes. Football.
Football. I haven't been following how the Cornhuskers are doing this year.
Well, up until last week, yeah. Pretty good.
Right.
Isn't the stadium in Lincoln the second most populated city or something?
Yeah, during a game, it's the most populated place in Nebraska.
It's the third most populated on game day, yeah.
Wow.
Outside of actually Lincoln and Omaha. Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
Sorry, North Platte.
Deb, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, just two, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Sure.
All right, here is your first limerick.
On a plane, I will soon lose my poise. That constant drone robs all life's joys. No wonder the meal lacks any appeal. The food tastes bad 'cause of the...
noise?
Right. If you've eaten a meal on a plane, you've probably thought, somewhere a cowboy is missing his horse. According to new research, though, the reason airplane food tastes bad is not because of its hasty preparation or poor quality ingredients or uninspired wine pairings. It's the roar of the airplane's engine. The noise dulls your senses and diminishes the flavor of the food. Bad news for flyers, but on the plus side, the next time you botch things at your dinner party, just leave your lawnmower running. Next to the dining room table.
Who commissioned this study? Delta Airlines?
Yeah.
Sky chefs.
A very guilty chef, yes. Yeah. Here is your next limerick.
If we treat our patrons like dirt, their feelings are bound to get hurt. So at Pizza Express, we'll praise your new dress. We're teaching the wait staff to...
flirt.
Right. You know what makes a pizza really great? A server who bats his eyelashes at you while coyly handing you the Parmesan. That is the thinking anyway at Pizza Express. It's a British restaurant chain, and they hired an actor to teach their staff to flirt with their customers. The goal is to flatter the customers into ordering more and tipping well. This will apparently succeed in Britain, where people are desperate to be found attractive. In America, to get people to eat more pizza, we just put more pizza in front of
them. Okay.
Just replace the feeding bag.
Exactly.
I just have to say, I flew into O'Hare today, and I was in the men's room, and somebody walked out of the stall with two pizza boxes. I'm telling you, that's the dream. I thought, okay, that's Chicago style.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's revolting. I tweeted about it and said, if anyone delivered a pizza in the last hour in the Chicago area, cancel.
I don't want to think about it, but it's like, what do? You put it in the floor? That's terrible. Do you hold it? That's worse. Do you put it in the floor? That's terrible.
Find a way to hook it. Just do something.
All right.
Hand it to Larry Craig. Do something.
All right, Deb. Deb, here is your last limerick.
To the altar we're blissfully heading. The reception is what we are dreading. It's time to get wise. Let's serve Big Macs and fries. McDonald's will plan our big...
wedding.
Yes, that's right. McWeddings are here. Three Hong Kong McDonald's restaurants will be providing the wedding planning services. We'll also host anniversary events. Some traditional wedding features will be slightly different. Weddings will feature French fries, and wedding vows will be tailored to suit the occasion, such as, I promise to take you to be my husband, to have and to hold, for richer, for poorer, and in obesity, indigestion, hypertension, till death do us part, which in our case will come early from adult-onset diabetes.
Oh, my God.
Is Ronald McDonald going to... officiate
no,
the wedding?
I believe Mayor McCheese, I believe.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because he is the mayor.
That's true.
The
mayor.
And then the Mick divorce features an unhappy meal.
But you only get half of it.
Carl, how did Deb do?
Deb had a good game, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Deb, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Deb. Thanks for playing our game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.